Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone that is tuning in this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, February the 12th, 2016. I thank you for tuning in this morning from all places, different places on the earth, to receive wisdom, to receive knowledge, and to be blessed with the light of understanding, and to be blessed with truth. This topic, overcoming inner conflicts. I want us to get out our pen, our pencil, a piece of paper, and take some notes, because some things that you will hear, it would be good for you to study that and search for the answer. Overcoming inner conflicts. Wow. It's amazing for us to witness what we have to offer to the world. We have dynamic plans. We have incredible goals to achieve. The intention is good. And we take off, thriving to accomplish the goals, thriving to be a better person. And we come in contact to negative words. We come in contact to a virus that pops up in our mind. And we pause for a minute. Some may say, well, you're right. It's not possible. It's not for me. I'm not sure if this moment right now is my time to be successful and to be prosperous. Yeah, you write again. My mother, my father, they was poor. They worked it hard. They allow opposition to slow them down, to put them in a state of confusion. They always told me, you got to work hard. And some things, not for you. You got to struggle. You got to struggle. You have to work two or maybe three jobs because you got bills. You have a family. Being an entrepreneur, being a businessman, a businesswoman, being an inventor, no, sweetheart, I do not mean to break your spirit, but you have to have a lot of money. You have to go and get an education. You just graduated from high school. You haven't even made it out of junior high school yet. Stop talking like that. You too young to be talking about being a creator. All my life, in the life of your mother, the life of your father, we worked hard to get what we have. We'll be paying the house off 10 years from now. And we had the house already for 15 years. We have 322 days left in 2016. We can do so much. You can do so much this year, right now. Many of you made New Year's resolutions. You said what you would never do again. You said you was going to make a positive change in your life. You were going to be a positive example for your children. And you was going to leave the job that you hate going to. You know that Monday mornings between the hours of 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., most people, they have heart attacks because they fight. They fight themselves. The conflicts within them about going to this job, working at this place where they do not get along with their supervisor, with their managers, and their coworkers. From the time they fight themselves in the bed till they leave their home, when they get in traffic, all the way there, they fighting. A war is taking place within. I'm here to tell us, you do not have to wait until you get a heart attack. You do not have to wait until you get a stroke. Or you have other health issues for you to say enough is enough. You can have the confidence that you need right now. You can have the high self-esteem that you need right now. Being in a negative vibration will only lead you to bad health, misery, stress, confusion, being upset, giving up on yourself. The Creator over all, gives every human being the same amount of time during the day and during the night. We must take a stand and say that my life matter. My life matter right now. My life matter because I'm better than what I'm going through. My life matter because I do not have to allow outside forces, other human beings, to cause me to feel as though that with me thinking big, I am crazy. My life matter because how good can I be the example for my children, and my way of living in the midst of others, how can I give another person advice when that same advice I'm not using on myself? It sounds good to the ears. It sounds as though that I have my life intact. I have no problems that is winning over me. I have nothing that is confusing me about being a creator. It's very important to conquer the limitations within self. So many is so focused on beautifying the outside from head to feet, and the inside is filthy, it's corrupt, it's rusty. In the inside of some human beings, it's mildew. On the outside, we have people thinking that I'm on point. Everything is all good with me. We must focus on getting the inside together. Getting it together by cleaning the inside of that physical body. Some call it a vase, a vessel, or a temple. But we must clean the inside to remove all the generation chattering talk. Genetic chattering. You want something nice for yourself, for your family, and you hear what may have came from your mother or your father, and you want that home, you want that car, and they say it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Now, look how that sounds. No doctor do not know how much is my arm worth. How much is my leg worth? That doctor will look at me as like I'm crazy and probably even laugh at me and see that I prescribed this person the wrong medicine. No, it's no such thing, because mother and father heard it from their mother and father and others. See, we have to remove ourselves from environments that is ignorant, environments that's always satisfied with wanting something for nothing. It's no shortcut. It's no shortcut in life. This is no drive-through. We must be faced with some type of opposition, not because we did something wrong, not because we are bad people or we have a curse on us. The Creator wants us to see ourselves and to really see what decision will we make. Because the Creator put a part of Himself within us. It's a Creator within us. Check this out. When the sperm came into the womb, as the sperm enter into the womb, it was other sperms in the midst. It was billions of sperms, billions, beside us, going upstream. We was in competition. See, because before we was formed in the womb, we was already chosen. We was already chosen. That small white sperm, you and I, when we was in the womb, we was already chosen before we was formed in the womb. And so we won. We won the race. Because like it says in the Bible, the race is not to the swift nor to the strong, but the one that endured to the end. It's not how you start out. It's how you finish. Many people, they have different letters behind their name. They've been to college for 4 years, some for eight, some for 12, going for different things. Why they working for somebody else? Why are they working for someone else? And on the other side of them, you have some people didn't even finish high school. You have some, they did finish high school, and they are successful entrepreneurs. They have what they want in life. They have a beautiful home. They have different vehicles that they heart desire. They have money in their bank account that they are satisfied with. And as they sleep, they still have money coming in. But this person with all of this education, working for someone else, not really satisfied with their life, and they always, if they sick or if they want to take off for a vacation, they have to wait a whole year before they can do that. And may not get no more than 1 week or 2 weeks and get paid. There's nothing wrong with getting an education. But when a person is going to school, they should have a plan to be an entrepreneur. And what they going to school for, you going to school to be a teacher. Have a plan to open up a daycare, to open up a charter school. Now, some would say, or most would say, well, you got to have money. You got to have money. How am I going to do that? And that will cause us to be where we are, because we always looking for options. Well, what about if they don't work? You ain't even got started yet. How you know what will not work for you when you haven't got started yet? How you know that? We always asking how. Did you know that the Wright brothers, they were bicycles mechanics? They was bicycle mechanics fixing on bikes. But a thought appeared in their mind to come together and to create a machine to fly above ground. They didn't go to school for how to build an airplane, how to fly above ground. They went with a thought, and they brought their minds together. And they was on the same accord and said, you know what, we can do this. We're not getting caught up in how we going to do this. Or people may say we crazy building an airplane, building something that can fly above ground. No. No. They didn't do that. That's why we must take responsibility for where we at. I'm going to give us another example about Edison. Did you know, as an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb? When a reporter asks, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? Let me read what the reporter said again. When a reporter asks, how did it feel to fall 1,000 times? And this was Edison's response. Answer. Edison replied, I didn't fall 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. Let me give you what Edison said again. I didn't fall 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. What did Edison do? He didn't look at the mistakes that he made. He didn't look at the errors he made. He didn't look at how many times he fell down. Some of us will fall down 2 times and give up and say, this ain't for me. So we will continue on in life being spectators and not being creators. We will always be in the bleachers, always sit back and look at others doing the very thing that we really wanted to do, and our belief system that we have will not do nothing for us until we have the courage and the awareness to be in a positive vibration, to say, you know, I fail more times than Edison. I fail 2,000 times. I fail probably 10,000 times. I'm still living for a reason. It is not just for a reason, but it's for a good reason. Let me go ahead and study what I need to study and research and discover who I am and to really look at my life is what I make it to be. I can no longer be around an environment that refuse to grow. They in a dead state. They're sitting around saying, I should have, I could have, I can't. That's too big, you crazy. When you around people and they talk with a doubting tongue, you're not going nowhere. It don't matter if you're married to them. It wouldn't matter if it's your parents. It wouldn't matter who they made. It could be someone you went to school with. You got to know how to handle people. They're going to be upset because you ain't talking to them no more. But see, you have to let them know this. It's not what's wrong with me. It's what's right with me. And you need to get right too. Because if you're not willing to get your life right and remove yourself from a negative vibration into a positive vibration, how can I continue to be around you? How can I continue to talk with you? We have nothing in common. All due to respect. I respect you, and I respect myself even more because I am the captain of my soul. And I am the orchestrator of this sympathy. Sympathy. I am the orchestrator of this symphony. And the only one going to be giving direction to what tune needs to be played is me. You can say what you want to say about me. You can tell others about me. It doesn't matter because none of that will hold me down. I'm getting ready right now to free this champ within me because I've been having this champ within me on lockdown for many years. And now, since I've been blessed with the knowledge of self, with wisdom, and I've been blessed with the truth, I have to live my life on purpose, being positive, being productive, and being this. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a blessed and prosperous life.